Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents The Nuclear Bombshell Series by John Zakor. Narrated by Richard Rowan. With performances by David Coyne, Kimberly Gilbert, Nanette Savard, Evan Casey, Danny Gavigan, Elizabeth Jernigan, Colleen Delaney, Ken Jackson, Nathaniel Perry, Margie Tompros, Yasmin Toison, Bradley Smith, Casey Platt, Anastasia Wilson, Terrence Aselford, Tracy Oliveira, Gregory Gorton, Ren Casey, Tim Carlin, James Konacek, and Mort Shelby. The Flaxen Femme Fatale.
It was coming toward the end of a long, peaceful night of sleep when I rolled over in bed toward Electra's side.
Huh?
I didn't feel her warmth. I patted that side of the bed hunting for her. It was still warm, but it was more of an afterglow warmth. My eyelids creaked open to a very thin slit, visually searching now where tactile senses had failed. There she was, sitting on the side of the bed, those perfectly curvy legs, the sensuous body, her long, light blonde hair flowing down her sculpted golden shoulder. Light blonde hair?
Oh, tweet. Electra has dark hair.
My eyes popped open. There was a beautiful woman sitting on my bed, but it wasn't Electra. Never taking my eyes off her, I reached back behind the bed's headboard and grabbed the knife I always keep back there. I brandished the knife.
Who in the DOS are you? What did you do with Electra?
The mystery woman looked me in the eyes.
Electra is fine. She had an emergency call at the hospital. Some poor kid deactivated the computer drive on his car and had a terrible accident. Thanks to Electra, though, he'll be up and walking again in weeks.
Yeah, Electra's the best. That still doesn't answer my question, though.
They will want you to find me. Don't.
She disappeared. In her place, I saw my holographic assistant Harv standing over my bed, hands on his hips, shaking his head.
What in the name of Gates are you doing? You know perfectly well Electra hates it when you have weapons in bed.
It's not usually in the bed, it's usually behind the bed.
Currently, it is not.
Did you see her?
I saw nothing and detect nothing.
There was a woman here, on the bed.
Yes, Electra, your girlfriend. She's a surgeon, remember? She was called away on an emergency.
I know that. The woman told me.
Zack, neither I nor the house's defense system detected any woman or any sign of unusual activity. I've scanned the house over 1 million times in the last nano alone. You are alone, and have been alone for the last 22 minutes and 31 seconds.
No, she was here.
There was heavier than normal activity in your basal ganglia and thalamus a few moments ago. In addition, levels of certain neurotransmitters were elevated. All these are signs that you were dreaming.
No, she was here.
How can you be so certain?
I could smell her. I don't smell in dreams.
You've obviously never smelled yourself. I can assure you, you tend to get a bit musky when you sleep.
I have no sense of smell while I'm dreaming. And why are you smelling me while I sleep?
I'm a highly advanced cognitive processor. I analyze everything.
I don't want you analyzing my smell while I sleep.
I stopped in the doorway to the bathroom and turned around. In fact, I don't want you smelling me at all.
Believe me, it's no treat for my sensors either. So, what did this mysterious hallucination woman look like?
She was very beautiful.
Zack, I know you better than you know yourself. You would not dream of a non-beautiful woman. I need more specifics.
I'm surprised you can't glean her image from my visual cortex.
Can't see what's not there?
I guess she looked a lot like Carol.
Dreaming of your beautiful aide, who happens to be Electra's niece. Understandable. You are only human. Still, I wouldn't share this information with Electra if I were you. I would also make sure you keep me very happy so I don't share it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?